parting gift when another little ballerina took their place. By then they were known at Maxim's and on the boulevards, and another rich old man would quickly take the place of the former one. If they were not clever, of course, they ended up drinking absinthe to excess and showing their legs at the Moulin Rouge, or even less desirable places, and ended up as washerwomen and starved. But along with ballet lessons, little Nanette received lessons in being clever from a very young age, and the very first one, repeated so often that Nanette thought if one were to take off her skull, it would be engraved on her brain, was this: never fall in love. Maman had fallen in love. She had fallen in love with an Englishman, and they had even married. She truly did have the license to prove it, and set up housekeeping in a little garret apartment, and, Nanette supposed, had been very happy. Then, one day, shortly after Nanette was born, when she was wailing away in her cradle and Mama had been at her wit's end to soothe her, Papa had gone out, and he had never come back again. And that was all Nanette knew of her Papa. There had, most certainly, been no trace of him whatsoever. No bodies had turned up. No one even remembered seeing him in their street. He was just gone. And here was Mama, with no money, and a tiny baby, and no idea how to keep them from starving, except to take in washing and take off her clothes for the